in service prep, we were talking about the awareness of the field. So you're talking about presence and how we're showing up. And I know here at Sunrise, the precious thing about this place is that it's a demonstration ground and a teaching ground to practice being present with one another and present within ourselves. And this is something that is really a pivotal, central aspect of life that I'm exploring and have been exploring for a long time. And what brought me to that, what brought me to being very aware of the field and how I'm showing up and the presence that I am putting into the field has come through the door of severe chronic illness. As many of you know, I have severe chronic Lyme disease and a constellation of other challenging bacterial and viral infections that have totally changed my life. So before I got sick, I was an academic, a professor of anthropology and religious studies, and I really thought that I could think my way through most things. And oh, that mind was chugging along. And along comes this illness that knocks me off my feet. It takes my ability away to read, to do simple things like follow just simple instructions of how to make macaroni and cheese, of listening to a friend and being able to respond to that friend to what they're bringing to me. And so through this journey, I've had to really tap into the tools that help me cope, but also help me recognize my mission in this life without necessarily having the sharp mind that I used to have and in the way that I had that. And the way that I have been doing that and practicing that is really to focus on my presence and how I'm showing up, because that's all I really have. When I can't speak, when I can't think, when I can't remember what I'm supposed to be doing, I can remember, though, to be present. And for me, in service prep, we were talking a lot about going into the body. I know for me, I've spent a lot of time in my mind, thinking in my mind, on that roller coaster or gerbil wheel, hamster wheel, squirrel wheel, and going. And when that's not an option anymore, what do you do? And probably what should you do before that's not an option? We were talking about going into the body. So in the women's meeting, we're talking about when people come into our field and they're spewing all sorts of stuff at us, we might think, oh, there's something in me that this person is presenting to me, and let me look at that. I had another take on it. What if this person who's in my field, and we're in a collective field, and they're spewing all sorts of stuff at me, what if they're spewing that stuff at me, not because there's necessarily something in me that's missing and I need to reflect on that? What if they're spewing that at me so that I can provide a loving, compassionate surround for them, so I can envelop them with my presence and my light and to comfort and soothe them that way? And one of the ways that I do that, like if I feel that I'm being triggered, I go inside my body and I think, where am I feeling this? A lot of times when people are nasty or something's coming up, I can feel it like in my heart, my heart space. A lot of times I feel it in my solar plexus, like this kind of like feeling of like, oh my gosh. So I've learned to go inward, and I often have to touch where that is in my body that I'm feeling that, so that once I go, like, where are you feeling sensation in your body right now? Put your hand there. Wherever it is, it could be your knee. And for just a few breaths, just breathe. Thank you for that breeze, too. And just feel that. By going into our bodies and tapping into our breath, there's a grounding that happens. There's something really powerful that comes up from the earth that allows us to expand how we are showing up with ourselves and each other. Do you feel that? Yeah. Rud was also talking about in the journey he does how important it is for us to check back in with our bodies. A lot of us are really disconnected from our bodies, and we have bodies for a reason, so I think it's to use them. They're so wise. They're so, so wise. So another lesson that I have been learning for many years along with this illness is how often we are energetically sloppy. So most healthy people have a lot of energy. They can do everything they need to do in a given day. They can take care of themselves. They can take care of their family. They can do the groceries. They can pay the bills. They can go to work. They can do the laundry, right? And then there's even extra energy that we often expend on that hamster wheel going round and round and round and round and round. Oh, what did that person say? And how did they make me feel? And gosh, you know, sometimes that's really, I think, where gossip tends to enter our lives, is really just mulling about. So with this illness, instead of having this much energy in a day, on a good day, maybe I get that. And in that, I have had to learn to be incredibly discerning with how I use my energy, where I'm putting it, how I'm handling it, and how I'm showing up. How many of you think about how you use your energy? Have any of you recognized ways in which you waste your energy? I know, right? So I invite you to join me in this practice. It's a practice of really honing in and seeing, where am I being energetically sloppy? Where am I being energetically discerning? And for me, that translates directly into how I'm showing up, my presence, and awareness of the field. So that's what I have today. Thank you.